Hi, welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 89. My name's Nick Tan. I'm talking to you from the south coast of England, in between Winchester and Southampton, and I hope you're having a wonderful time. Had a fantastic weekend here. Got some brilliant records to play for you tonight. Records? Am I playing records? Yeah, I am playing records. They're recordings. These are recordings that I'm playing you. The first band I'm going to play you tonight is a fantastic band from Bristol. They're called the Travis Whartons, and this is Millionaire.
Hello everyone, this is James, aka The Rambling Canadian, and you're listening to Is This Thing On? I really wish I could play the guitar and sing like Nick Tan does. But he's a god. A god, I tell you.
What a great track. That's a Travis Whartons, a Millionaire. Right, the next track I'm going to play is the only new track I received this week. This is by an American band called Good King Friday, and this is called A Simple Choice.
Thank you. My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Brilliant, I quite like that. That's very nice indeed. It's Good King Friday and what's it called? A Simple Choice. And apparently they're all classical musicians who do that. They're doing that thing and they're classical musicians. Okay. Right, the next track I'm going to play is one of my favourite tracks of the year. Possibly my favourite track of the year. Now, I always bang on to people who want to send in music to me that what they need to do is to put their name on the track, the actual title track. And I go on about it a lot, I know, because I do it because a lot of people don't do it. People that did do it, April, maybe May. And when that happens, this kind of thing happens. Now, I listen to CDs in my car, as well as iPod stuff in my car. And this week, I was... the week that's just gone, I made a compilation CD just of stuff. I just basically just chucked some things around in iTunes and made a CD. And so it was all done in alphabetical order, just because of the way it was done. And I've got, what have I got? I've got Al Green, I've got Black Eyed Peas, I've got Bob Marley, the Cinematic Orchestra, Damien Rice, De La Soul, Delphonics, DJ Spector, Django Reinhardt. Do you see what I mean? It's all in alphabetical order. So this track I'm going to play, this track was sandwiched in between this. I can play a bit of this. I know it's not Creative Commons. So we've got this song. Yeah. This is Ann Cole with the Suburbans. Yeah, and then I've got... Yeah, all right. And then I've got this one. Because I like a bit of the old blues, yeah? And so this is Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And this is our old Elvis song. Remember, Elvis did this song. I'm just playing you this as, for context. So in between, that song that... Hey, here we go. That song there, right? Okay, so you've got those two there. So in between those two songs was this absolute fucking diamond.
This just doesn't feel right. This life doesn't feel like mine. I don't see the daylight, been working from 9 till 9. I need a good rest. Got a pain in my chest where I want to feel pretty. Don't want to appear dumb. I live in the city for all of the good that's done. I can't stand the stress.
Together we run away. Oh, look out.
so sugar and mess.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now, if you don't get that, if you're listening to that and you're thinking, yeah, all right, it's an okay song, it's da-da-da-da-da. Now, I love this song a lot, but it has to be listened to in special circumstances. So if you listen to this in the car and the window's open and it's a lovely sunny day and la-la-la-la, you're not going to feel it. What you need to do is to sit down in a chair with a nice cold drink, set of headphones on or a nice stereo, and sit back and listen to that on your own. If you can do that, then that is the essence of that song. That's what you need to do. Right, now, before I go to the next bit, which is the Unplug the Jukebox bit, myself and Paul had a little bit of a chat earlier on in this before the podcast. We actually started recording for the podcast, and we were sort of talking about, you know, our significant others and bits and pieces, and sometimes, you know, we do things that annoy them, and sometimes they do things that annoy us. You know, it's one of those things when you get married. Myself, Paul and myself both married, so, you know, we kind of understand these things. Paul's only like newly married, so he was like, oh yeah, this is this and that. So there's a little bit of a history, not a history, there's a little bit of a backstory to what's going on. So when I talk to Paul about it, and later on you'll hear some other bits and pieces like going on with his wife at interchanges and things like that, then you realise that there's a little bit of a backstory. I don't want to say too much because it's that private lives. You don't know about our private lives. Oh, it's all bloody started here. Hang on. All these things are in the way. Stop. Right, everything's stopped now. So that's pretty cool. So we've got that. And also, I need to apologise on behalf of Paul because there's a little bit of a background noise on Paul's feed coming in. I don't know what it is, but it's one of those little whistly things. So don't think it's anything wrong with your recorder or your player or whatever. It's something going on with Paul that night. It is you, Paul. Sorry, mate. I know you're going to listen to this tomorrow, but it was you because I isolated your
track, Paul. Yes, that's exactly what I did. I isolated your track and I monitored it, and it was just on your feed, mate.
Anyway, enough said.
Currency accepted. Make selection now. Selection accepted. Artist found.
We're gonna have to huddle a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna
huddle.
We're in public.
I thought you were gonna kiss me.
Hello.
we've had a pre-podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah. It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
So, Paul.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, mate. It's that time of the week again.
Yes, it is indeed.
Sorry, did I interrupt you there? You weren't ready for me.
No, I am ready. I'm always ready. I was born ready. I'm drinking a glass of water. Yeah.
So how you been, mate? You had a good week?
Not bad. No, I've been off work, mate. Not been very well.
Haven't you?
Had the old. Don't say that word.
Don't say that S word again, because I'm about to have my dinner. Bit of poorly tummy.
Yes, a dodgy stomach. It's not good. Still not great, mate, I must admit. It's still a bit not great. But there we are.
We'll get there.
That's good. So, I've had better weeks.
Yeah.
But, there we go. That's life.
The sun's shining.
I could be a lot worse off. So, what about your good self?
Good, busy week. I've been running this week.
Yes.
Exercise, trying to lose some weight.
Excellent.
And it's going very well. Very well indeed. I'm very pleased with that. Very pleased indeed. And so what is it, Thursday night? It's nearly 8:30 and I haven't eaten yet. Have you eaten yet, Paul?
Yes, I have.
You have? What did you have for dinner, Paul? Why don't you tell me? What did you have for your dinner?
I had some warmed up Spanish chicken.
How does that differ from?
It's made with fresh Spaniards.
Oh right. Does it olé some eggs?
thanks, Nick. See ya. Thanks.
I am here all week.
Yes. Don't forget to tip the waitress.
I won't.
I had Spanish chicken and some rice, yes. Yeah. And what have you got?
I've got some quiche and some salad, mate, coming my way. Mm, very good. And some cherries and a pint of beer, I think.
Excellent. So salad, fruit, and beer.
That's lovely. So what do you think of last week's podcast?
Yeah, it's good, as always, mate. It was a little bit quiet.
Was it quiet?
It was a little bit quiet. But
Why I'm not a professional. That's why I'm not getting paid for this.
I notice it because I listen to it when I'm going to work. So when I'm at the train station and, you know, there's a bit of a buzz and there's people about and all this, and I kind of, you know, I need it to be loud.
Yeah. Then, I did make it a bit loud, I thought. I put some extra compression on it. I've got this. I'm showing you a... can you see my post-it note?
Podcast, can you hear it?
Yeah, I've got that here. So, you know, that's my little check. I've got loads of little post-its here.
You spelled here wrong.
I have spelled here wrong. I spelled it H-E-A-R-E.
That's dreadful.
That is quite dreadful.
But there we are. Never mind.
Anyway, apart from not hearing it very well.
Yeah, can I just ask you something? You know, you work in a school?
No, I work in a college.
Have you been on strike today?
I haven't, no.
No, okay. Just wondered.
No, it's a different union. I'm probably going to go on strike in September.
Cool, do it.
So don't worry.
Power to the people.
Yeah.
Right, that's the little political
little
thing. We wanted to talk about the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
This podcast. so you wanted just me to go through track by track, yes?
Yeah, like we've been doing for the last month or so.
Excellent. Okay, now we'll start off, what were we talking about
earlier on?
We start off with, there was that that Fight Club tune. Who was that by?
Meniscus.
Meniscus. I didn't want to pronounce it wrong.
That's
right. I didn't think that was too bad. That actually reminded me of a track called Kevin Spacey by a Southampton duo called Science of Eight Limbs.
Oh, I remember that. Have you got I heard a noise then. Did you hear a noise?
No. No, I only heard it then. That was a bit weird.
What's going on?
Science of Eight Limbs.
Yes, I remember the name.
But Science of Eight Limbs, and that track that it reminds me of, Kevin Spacey, was actually recorded live, I believe, at the Talking Heads and mixed and produced by a gentleman by the name of Martin White.
Ah, now good old Martin's become a very good friend of mine of late.
He's a very nice chap. Yeah,
he is, because I've been playing the last couple of weeks, I've been playing down the Talking Heads, and he's been mixing me and making me sound quite fantastic.
He's a good guy. He's very passionate about what he does and very, very good at what he does.
He's extremely good at what he does. He made me sound indescribable.
Well, there we go. See? The indescribable Nick Tan.
Indeed.
I like that. Yeah, it wasn't boring. You know, it kind of had a nice, subtle sort of feel to it. I like that. Mad Colour.
Yeah, Mad Colour.
That was some funky shit, wasn't it?
It was some funky shit. That's Mr. John Dingle Flig, who castigated me, and quite rightly for suggesting that his name was somewhat what's the phrase, was not necessarily kosher, that he kind of made it up. And why did he make that name up? That's his real name.
Oh, okay.
So that was very bad of me, and I should have been castigated. But, you know, that's what happens sometimes. When you stick your head above the parapet and say things, then people can shoot you down. And I'm quite prepared to take it. I'm very sorry. Sorry, very sorry, John. Very sorry, John. And enough said. Anyway, what else? What else have you got?
Obviously, the Lost Boys, I'm guessing I don't really need to comment on that.
Well, why not? Why not comment? I mean, you've heard all their tracks, haven't you?
I really like Weekend Tales. Was the one that kind of took a while to grow on me. It's not, I don't think, as immediate as their other stuff. But I really, you know, this is great. It reminds me a little bit in feel to Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys. And I've told Dan that, and he said, I didn't really see that. But okay. That's a really good. And funnily enough, one of my mates who came to the Dodgy gig last week, mm-hmm. he bought the EP and he texted me on Saturday morning and said, oh, Weekend Tales is my favourite track. So,
oh, there you are. You see, there that's good. Go.
Yeah, it's all good. Gray Smith. Yep. Not bad. Not bad. Pleasant. Yep. All right.
Nice use of xylophone, I thought.
Yeah, that was cool. Like that. Fit and the Conniptions. Didn't do them justice. I don't think that was the best track on the album.
Really? I like the production at the beginning.
Yeah,
that's what gets me. And Wayne's a lovely guy. I've met Wayne. He's come to see me at a gig.
Cool. I mean, yeah, not one of the best tracks, but still, you know. Okay. I've heard you play worse, mate, such as Mahatra.
Oh, come on.
Not my
thing. Oh, that's brilliant. Mahatra's brilliant. We love Mahatra.
Reminded me of Skid Row or some other rubbish late 80s stadium
Skid
rock.
Row?
No, not my thing, mate. Sorry. Didn't do it for me. What's the other lot called? Christopher's.
Yeah,
that was cool. I like that. Quite sharp, poppy sort of sound. A little bit hard fight to a degree.
What?
A little bit.
What?
It reminded me of Hardfire, and then the band Hardfire.
You just made that. I'm sure sometimes you just make these names up. I've never
heard. Mate, you've never had a Hardfire.
No, I haven't.
They're not as big as they were, but they've just come
they're
back.
Not as big as Chrysophus. I can tell you about Chrysophus.
Yeah.
Chrysophus don't know they're being played on the podcast because I can't find the original email that sent me the track.
Dear.
I know, because what happens is every week I go through. I go through the podcast and all the people that I've played, I send them an email with a link to the podcast page.
Yes. Yeah.
Then, you know, they can see, because often I put the wrong link on, because sometimes I've got an old link and I put it onto their MySpace and they've got their own website, and so I change it over and stuff. But I haven't been able to let them know. And I thought, well, I could just not play the track, but that seems a bit of a crappy reason not to play
that
the track.
Seems a bit picky.
A bit
mate,
picky, isn't it?
To be honest, yeah.
So I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's your lot. Yeah. And then your track as well, Can't Get Happy.
Can't Get Happy, that I wrote for Mrs. Nick. I wrote that for her.
Indeed. So yeah, that's a good little tune of yours, mate. So there we are. That's in our podcast 88 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
There we go. So yeah. Anything else for us, me, or...?
Oh, wow! What have we got to talk about this week?
Oh, well, you never ask.
Sorry, mate. We're talking about The Queue, aren't we?
Yeah. The Queue are a Southampton band. Now, The Queue, I actually have quite a soft spot for The Queue, actually, because they were one of the first bands that I saw that made me kind of realise there was, for want of a better word, a scene in Southampton where local bands were playing and all this sort of stuff, and local bands were bloody good as well. Mm-hmm. I went along to a Jurassic Mark night, April 2009, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And The Queue were playing, and I just saw this group of kids, and they were sort of all in their really authentic sort of mod threads and all that, and they just looked like a band. Just straight away looked like a band, you know. I just thought, who are they, you know? And I just saw them about, and then lo and behold, an hour or so later, this group of kids were up on stage playing, you know. They were all quite, I think they were only about, you know,
eight or nine.
Yeah, something like that. But they were very kind of raw, very kind of Oasis influenced. I hate that saying that, but it sounds lazy, but it was.
Well, the first track, though, the track that I might be playing underneath now, I don't know, because I've listened to the track that you played me earlier, does actually say cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah, indeed.
So they do make the reference themselves.
They do, and they still are. I mean, when they play live at times, they've not helped themselves, I guess, by finishing their sets with My Generation and I Am the Walrus, which Oasis do. But there
they
we
don't,
are.
They don't do.
No.
They don't do. Champagne. They don't do Champagne Supernova then.
No. But I mean, you know, I think they've come on leaps and bounds in the past. I thought they were bloody good then, but in the past 2 years, they've come on leaps and bounds. I think this EP is testament to that. I really do. They've really developed, they've played places like the Cavern Club and the Casbah Club and Country and stuff, and they've supported from the Jam at Southampton Guildhall, which is, you know, quite a big deal, you know. I mean,
that's the biggest Foxton. It's the biggest gig in Southampton.
Of course it is. So there you go. So things are moving along quite nicely for them. You know, they've got quite a few. They've played at Liam Gallagher's Pretty Green store as well in Manchester. Did an acoustic set there.
Has he got a shop?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, yeah.
What does he sell?
Clothes. And he's.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? But yeah, I mean, that's a gig that a lot of bands want, you know, and they got it. So, you know, so they're moving along nicely, you know, things are going well for them, and I'm pleased, you know. They're a good bunch of lads. Connor is singer, Sean on guitar, Scott on the bass, Hutch. I can never remember Hutch's real name, but he's on the guitar.
Starsky.
And he's got Jamie on the drums, maybe. So a lovely bunch of lads, good bunch of lads. They're passionate about what they do. Now, the EP itself is called Inquiring Time, and there's six tracks on it, because there's a hidden track on there.
Ooh.
Which is something that people haven't done. There was a little bit of a fad of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, I did one once, actually. It wasn't a hidden track, but it was a track... Oh, let's not go into it. It's too complicated and highfalutin to go into. Carry on.
Right. Okay, thank you. The EP opens with a track called Crossfire, which the last couple of times I've seen the boys play live, they've opened with their live set with it. It's really quite a baggy sort of groove to it. Very, you know, that kind of early 90s Stone Roses sort of feel to it, I think. But it retains a real live rawness to it. The guitar, you know, there's a real nice sort of meatiness to it. I think Sean Smith on the guitar, he writes pretty much all the songs, I think. He's a bloody hell of a guitar player. He's a, you know, he's a hell of a talent. He's only a young lad as well, like they all are. Yeah?
Noise stopped, now it started again. I want to find out. Go on, carry on.
Thank you. But it has a real sort of angsty sort of underbelly to it, a real energy to it. It sums up what's really good about them, really. Top of the World is the next track on the EP. Now, this is an early tune. This is one of the first tunes I remember hearing by them. However, this version, it was a very, very raw, very sort of the guitar that turned up to 11. You know, the early sort of versions of this song that I heard were, just a wall of noise, you know. Whereas this one, it seems that it's softened it a bit, this version of it. It's got a lot of pianos on it and stuff, and it's a lot more melodic. These days, when I first saw them, it was just Connor singing, but now they've got Sean and Hutch doing the melodies as well and harmonising and stuff, which is, adds a bit more to the band's sound, you know, that they had before. I think this version of Top of the World cements the fact that the band have developed and are trying to push forward and create a sound for themselves. And I said that, I do actually prefer the earlier version of this particular song. the raw sort of rock and roll of this song.
Yeah, that often happens with bands, and also happens with songs, as you think, I've had that comment levelled at me as well before, and people go, carry on, Paul.
I think this song, it just sounds better a bit rawer, don't I? Just a bit more, yeah, it just sounds a bit better when it's those guitars are turned up to 11, you know? But it's still a bloody good song, so there we are. But it kind of, I don't know, lacks the swagger that makes the band a bit special, I think. But there we are.
Maybe it's that live element again that we've talked about before.
I think they're brilliant live. I love seeing them live. And the thing is with them is that they have a big following in Southampton who, you know, go under the imaginatively titled Q Army.
It's
exactly what it is. And they go along and they get into it, and it's great. You know, they have people that are right into it, and it's nice. You know, it's good to see it. It's good to see, like, you know, there's this group of kids there that sort of dress like them, and there's a gang mentality, and it's bloody good. It's good to see it, you know. And, you know, when they play live, it's an event, you know. It's fucking hats off to them. Quarantine is their best song, I think. Now, this is another older song, which, now, at the time when I first heard this, I remember I met the boys for the first time and I did an interview article with them for Playing Out Loud. And they said, oh, we've written this song, Quarantine. It's a real move away from the Oasis thing that we, you know, we always get accused of and all this. And I thought, all right, cool. And I seem to remember the topic was about something that was going on in the news at the time. It was some, I can't remember, a little girl got murdered and like, it was about how, or she went missing, and it was about how her parents must be feeling. Mm-hmm. And this is written by like a kid who was like 16 at the time. Do you know what I mean? And you hear it sort of lyrically and musically, it's really, really mature, but not in a dull way. It's still got an edge to it. It's just brilliant. It's a really, really great song. And the thing is, it'll appeal to the beard up lads down the front of the gig, but it'll also appeal to the girlfriends as well. Do you know what I mean? It'll have a mass appeal, you know? It's really, really... It's got a defiant sort of feel to it as well. It's strangely sort of uplifting as well. It's, like it. Like subtle intricacies in the playing as well. It's, I think it was a real step on at the time. And it does remind me of when I met them for the first time. Scott, the bass player, made me feel very, very old, because we were then talking about music. And I said to him about Oasis, I said, I went to see them at Nebworth in 1996. And he went, I would have loved to have gone to that, but I was only 5 at the time. Thanks, mate. Only 19, for God's sake. But there we are. Halfway High, video of which is on Unplug the Jukebox. Mm-hmm. Now, again, more harmonies. I think personally, this is a step away from the lazy Oasis comparisons that this band find themselves up against.
Another step away.
I think it is, because Quarantine definitely is.
Yeah.
I think this is the sound of a band taking their influences and moulding their own sound.
Finding their own voice.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because you think about it, right? A lot of the great bands, you know, great sort of people that are called, known as legends now. For example, Bob Dylan. You know, his early stuff just sounded like Woody Guthrie. Paul Weller, right, with the Jam. Start. That's just a ripoff of Taxman. You know what I mean? You know, by the Beatles. You know, but you kind of take that and then mould it and use it, and that's what happens. You know, yes, The Cure, when I first saw them, remember, they sounded just like Oasis, but then they've come away with things like Quarantine and Halfway High, and it sounds like The Cure. It sounds like, yes, there are little bits of Oasis, there's little bits of The Jam, there's little bits of The Small Faces. That's fine, but it's kind of taken it and kind of moulded it into very much their own thing. And I think hats off to them for that, because I think that's a really, really great tune. Subversion, again, I think that would be a very good, well, I do know it's a really good track live, it works really well, it's quite punky. Connor's got a distinctive voice, you know, he's got there's a bit of a growl, but there's a bit of a warble in there as well, you know, he has got a distinctive voice, which is, and the funny thing with this one, and with a lot of their stuff, is that the musically is quite a good time, it's quite, you know, it's upbeat, it's good stuff to listen to on a night out. But then the lyrics are quite melancholy at times, I think. Quite deep, quite, you know, gets you thinking.
Well, The Who were very much like that as well, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I think Sean will develop. I mean, he's good already, but I think he will develop into a fucking good songwriter, to be honest with you.
Cool.
It's Mrs. Lane.
Oh, there she is. She's been busy.
Yeah.
Mick's asked if you've been busy.
She's been demonstrating.
Oh.
Placards and a lot, mate.
Yeah, well, teachers where I worked. I said, are you here all day? But no, I'm not going to be here all day. Are you not even there all day? they buggered off after lunchtime.
What's up with them?
I don't know.
No balls, mate. People got no backbone these days.
No, you're right. So they've got this EP, Paul. What's it called and where can we get it from?
It's called Inquiring Time. And head on over to their Facebook page.
Facebook, sorry.
I haven't talked about the hidden track.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you mentioned it a while ago. I thought you
Wherever You Want Me To, it's called. And it bounces along, it's layered nicely, there's acoustic guitars and all that. But it's again, no, good harmonies, and they kind of complement Connor's vocal. I don't understand why this was a hidden track.
Maybe because they wanted it to be remarkable, something to be remarked upon.
I think this is better than Subversion myself.
It's a hidden gem.
Yeah.
But I think they missed a trick, you know. I think they should have called the album Join the Queue. Come on. That's a top album name. You don't think? You're not jumping up and down. Mind you, you're not a happy bunny, are you? I'm looking at your face.
No, I'm all right now. But, I mean, I just... I think that's a rubbish name, Nick. But there we are. There we are.
Tom will tell. Tom will tell, Pauline.
The Queue, Inquiring Time. It's great EP. Go and get it. Don't know where from, but just go on Facebook, find The Queue, and take it from there.
There'll be a link on your website, surely.
There'll be
a link. To their Facebook page.
Oh, I love a link.
Now,
you can catch them live. They're playing Guava Bar in Southampton.
Guava. Used to be Hamptons.
It did. They're playing the Pretty Green Store in Cardiff in August as well. They're doing an acoustic set there. They're playing the Ignition Festival in Newcastle. They're playing the Pulse Festival in Southampton. Mm-hmm. And they're also playing at the Queen of Hoxton in London in October for the guy who writes the Bizarre column in The Sun. He's putting on a night there. And he's asked the Queue to play, which is quite...
It's quite good. It's better than not asking them.
On Isle of Wight Radio in August as well. So they got a lot coming up. You know, they keep themselves busy. And
they need a website, Paul.
They do need a website.
Just to put all this stuff on so people can follow them.
I spoke to them and I said, you know, where do you want me to point people in the direction of? And they said, Facebook.
Fair enough. Probably if they use that, if that works for them, good for them.
Yeah. It's working for more and more people now, hasn't it? As MySpace comes to its messy and...
I bought it for a tenner yesterday, MySpace.
MySpace? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
They sold it, didn't they? Sold it yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't remember who bought it, some mug. Anyway, so next week, Paul, it's going to be quite a special podcast, isn't it?
At this moment in time, that's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Eastleigh Festival and all
the
that.
Eastleigh
yeah.
Festival of Music, Paul. It's been called the Eastleigh Festival. Now it's going to be called the Eastleigh Festival of Music.
Just in case people don't realise.
That's right. And I'm playing at it, which is quite exciting. I'm quite happy to be playing that. And the plan is to take my little mini disc recorder along next week and interview people that are playing. And hopefully there'll be a track. And then I can play their track on the podcast. I might record a little bit of their gig, but not loads, because it won't sound very good through the mini disc recorder. It normally will just go. But the interviews should be good if I get some, and hopefully I will.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a nice little day out there. Might have a few cold drinks.
Interview me if you like. I'll be there.
Yeah, you'll be there.
I'll be there. And
who else we got? Who else is going to be there that we know from the podcast? Andrew Foster's going to be there. Real Raj is going to be there.
Steve Lois.
Anya McCloskey's going to be there.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. Nice day.
And Andre's going to be there.
Andre's going to be there as well. And it doesn't matter if it rains, because it's going to be inside a big top.
Yeah,
nice big tent. That's what I wanted this summer. I want a gig in a
And it's free,
tent.
Isn't it? Let's get this
it's
straight.
Free. It's free. Yeah, so if you're around next weekend, I mean, the Beggar's Fair's on, but fuck that. I've done the Beggar's Fair. It's all right. You know what's going to happen. A lot of pissed up chavs will start a fire, and it'll be boring. Come down to Eastleigh.
Come on, Eastleigh, and watch a lot of
we'll
pissed
be in the,
up
chavs. In the park, yeah. We'll be in the park, and in a big top, lovely big PA, and it's going to be a big top. It's a massive stage. And who's playing in the evening? Oh, Doyle and the Forefathers.
They are, aren't they? Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fantastic. Yeah, all good, mate, all good.
Got to pay for that, though, in the evening. But I'm going to get... I get a free ticket for the evening. Because I'm special.
Who's headlining in the evening?
Well, Doyle and the Forefathers are, and some people that I've never heard of, but then that won't surprise you, will it?
Yeah, you do concern me at times with some of the people that are... The names
Pinky
I give
and
you...
Pinky and the Woo Woos are playing.
You have just made that up.
Or have I?
Wow. All right, mate.
Lovely. I shall see you next week. And
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
I chopped the end off there. Unplug the jukebox. Sorry, Paul. All I said was goodbye.
All I've said, and I've said goodbye before, and I'll say it again. Goodbye. So that was good, wasn't it? I enjoyed that one. Sorry about the bit of noise going on Paul's feed. He's got a little laptop. Maybe it just wasn't. Sometimes they get a bit funny, don't they? They get a bit tweaky or something. Anyway, some of you may remember, some of you listeners of a long time might remember, that about 18 months ago, I've been doing it longer than as long as that, about 18 months ago, I asked for, it's probably 2 years ago now, actually. About 2 years ago, I asked for some of the artists that put money into the... Sorry, I'm on my third pint. Put money into the podcast. Hang on, let me just slow this down a minute. Hang on. Let me just slow down a little bit. Oh, it's lovely. Okay. About 2 years ago, I asked some of the artists that I've played on the podcast if they'd like to contribute a track to the podcast, which I would make available as a CD, only a CD, not a download, none of that download rubbish, to buy. For you to buy. That's right. You're my best mate. Which they duly did. Now, after they'd donated their track, it needed to be mastered. Now, what mastering is basically, in this case, is getting all the tracks together and kind of making them sound the same. Now, I mean that's the sound the same, not musically, but I mean tonally. So you've got some tracks that are maybe a little bit louder than others, some tracks that are mixed so the bass is high and the treble's low, and some tracks the treble's higher, and all that kind of thing. And what mastering does is it equals it all out so it sounds like a proper album. So it's a really good compilation, and do you know what? It's fucking finished. Not only that, but you can buy it. Three people have bought it already. And I only put it out for sale on Thursday and didn't tell anybody about it. All I did was I put a thing up on the podcast. Is this thing on podcast.com? That's all it is. Fucking hell, it's not that difficult to remember, is it? Is this thing on podcast.com? So go to is this thing on podcast.com and you will be able to see who's playing. There's 13 tracks, one of mine, obviously, is on there, and lots of other stuff, including some other stuff. Go and have a look. Go on. You don't normally go on the website, do you? Pop in once in a blue moon. Go and have a look. So a lot of people have put a lot of... I'm going to get belligerent now. I'm going to get belligerent and bully you into going there. I'm not going to do that. But go along and see. And you can buy the album. It's £5. So it's £6.50 with postage. I've got to put postage on it because... Otherwise, it's going to cost me loads in postage because I've sent two to America already, and that ain't cheap. So and it's all beautifully handwritten by my stepdaughter Ashley, and I've got stickers on it, and each one is numbered. Why are they numbered, Nick? Well, I'll tell you another time why they're numbered. Well, they're all numbered, so I know who's got them. I know who's got them all. So go along to isthisthingonpodcast.com and have a look. And if you want to buy it, buy it. If you don't want to buy it, fuck you. Anyway, the next track I'm going to play you is by a mate of mine who I've just been chatting to on Facebook called Lewis McLean. Now, a lot of the tracks that you hear are all beautifully mixed and they've got loads of instrumentation and stuff. Do you know what I like? I like raw stuff. Now, if you haven't heard Lewis before, you can be forgiven for not hearing him before because I don't play him very often because this is the only bloody track he's given me. But think, if you're old enough... Think 1974 Mark Bolan, yeah? Think a bit of Mark... I think he sounds a bit... He sounds more rock and roll than Mark Bolan, I can tell you that. Anyway, look, let me just play the track. This is Southampton's own Lewis McLean and Better Place.
An old girl carries the stars deep in her eyes. It's no surprise. I know this girl who lights up the world. When she smiles, just like a child. time again. She's such a beautiful girlfriend. Girl, who carries the world deep in her heart. I think that's where it starts. I know this girl who carries the world in her mind. She's so bloody kind. Time and time and time again, she's such a wonderful friend. Time and time and time again, such a very special friend. Time and time and time again, she's such a beautiful little face. Time and time and time again, such a wonderful friend to everyone I know. They think that she's such a lovely girl. A happy birthday, such a wonderful day since you came into this world. It's been a better place.
Hello, this is that posh bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Lovely. That was a lovely posh bird telling you how to get to the podcast website and buy a CD. Why not? Right. Now, next week's show, hopefully, should be quite special. I say hopefully because it hasn't been done yet. Obviously, but I'm playing at a festival which is the Eastleigh Festival of Music, which is my sort of hometown where I live. It's actually literally the bottom of my road. It's about 2 minutes walk from here, so it should be great. And there's a, what they call a homegrown festival in the afternoon, which I'm playing at, and we're playing it in a big top. Lots of people from the podcast. I think I mentioned it with Paul, actually, all the people that are playing, so I won't repeat it. Why not repeat it again? Friends of the podcast. Oh, I can't remember the fuck's playing. People are playing. I'm playing as well. And, so hopefully what should be happening is I should be down there with my mini disc recorder and recording people, recording moments of the festival, bands, people that are there. Paul's going to be there, so Paul might go and do some interviews as well. God knows what we'll get up to, especially if he gets near the beer. If Paul gets near the beer, anything can happen. I'll be sober up to when I play. I'm playing at 3:45, so 3:45 in the afternoon. I will be sober up to then. After then, we don't know. But I don't drink before I play, and it's a nice big. It's a big event, so I won't drink at all. You know, some other. Oh, let's not go into that. Anyway, so that should be quite a good week. Week's podcast next week, if all going well. And so whether we'll do a Unplug the Jukebox this week, Paul. What do you reckon, Paul? Do you reckon we'll do one this week, or should we just leave it? Let's leave it this week, because I'm busy, because I'm doing lots and lots of open mics. So I like 10-minute slots at places, so I'm pushing the festival. And also it keeps me match fit. And I'm pretty much match fit most of the time for singing, because I perform pretty much every week. And I've been running this week. I've run since Monday six times. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Didn't run yesterday, ran today. Love it. Anyway, enough about me. Let's hear a fantastic, cool, brilliant track. This is a track called Mancy's Dance, and this is the fantastic Jason Parker Quartet. Thank you.
Tanya
and Andy
from Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to
Nick Tans, Is This Thing On podcast.
She'll be there. She'll be there. Anya's there. Anya's there at the Eastie Festival of Music. Brilliant. Wasn't that a cool track? The Jason Parker Quartet. I've got his album here. One day, I'm going to play one of the other tracks from it. That's quite a short track. That's a 6-minute track. It sounds to me like it was recorded live. It's absolutely fantastic. Just, what am I telling you for? Because you just heard it. You just heard how good it was. What I might do, I might be a bit self-indulgent and play one of his longer tracks next time. He's got some 10-minute tracks. I don't know. I haven't done a special for a while. I used to do some specials. I've done female specials. I've done jazz specials. And, what else? I was going to do a Southampton special, but lazy fuckers didn't send me any tracks, so I don't do that. So all the people at Radio Dentata who are listening, hello Radio Dentata, you gorgeous, sexy people. I know how many of you there are because that lovely lady told me. And also, UK, I always get you guys wrong, don't I? Don't I? I always get you wrong. It's not, I'll have to tell him. He emails me, that nice man, and tell, what is it? UK Radio Indie, what? If it's Tuesday night, It's 11:30. You might not be listening now because I think I'm only on for an hour there. Where is it? Hang on. I won't have a look at it. I can't remember. Some other syndicate. And also Tracks Radio in Australia are also listening. Yeah, you are listening. It's a bit like Dave, everybody in England. All these people are a bit like Dave. Put it out here, then it goes out on Dave, which are all these syndicates who pick up this feed and play it out in Australia and in America and here in the UK. So, what was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying. But, oh yeah, specials. I haven't done a special yet. Maybe I should do one. What do you think, Mr. Brown? Simon Brown, one of the followers of the podcast. I could do one, couldn't I? A special. I did a jazz special because I got sent lots of jazz music. I could do another. I've probably got enough for another jazz special. I think I'm witchering everybody. Right, a couple of more tracks to go. It's a bit of a long show tonight because I've just found some lovely music. The next track, again, another one of my favourite tracks. This is just beautifully made. I love it. I love the way it's laid out. I love the way the arrangement and everything. It's just beautiful. This is King Never and Sorrow.
Windswept alley trash.
treats me like a long lost friend. Pain is the disease of the living. Don't you know? Can't you see the fragments of a silence piece?
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Fantastic. And that was King Never and Sorrow. And that was Matt McCabe, who lovingly mastered all the tracks on the new podcast CD. Made them sound fantastic. I mean, he go to the website and have a look. He does some fantastic mastering over there in America. And I did. I sent the tracks over to him in America, and he mastered them and sent them back to me. And they sound absolutely fantastic. Really. What I might do is I'll get Paul, if you're listening, you bloody will be, I know he does anyway, I'll give Paul a CD of the compilation CD and see what he says. Of course he's going to say nice things about it. a bit pointless really, isn't it? Nah, fuck it, let's do it anyway. Right, a little bit of fun, a little bit of something to jump around with. Now this is another Southampton band. Actually, I did say the Southampton band didn't send anything in here, but they did. But yeah, maybe I could get it together. Maybe I could. Anyway, this is the Spiral Tones and What Became of Tenderness.
Tastes like loneliness. Tastes like loneliness.
Never. My name is Red Stripe, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Ooh.
Nearly missed you then. Nearly missed my little cue. That was the Spiral Tones of What Became of Tenderness. Fantastic little band that is. Lots of ukuleles in there as well. Two. Two's a lot anyway, isn't it, nowadays, in these hard times. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I've finished. That's it. I've got one more track to play, which is one of mine. But I don't play very often, to be honest with you. I don't play it a lot. Maybe I should do. I don't know. This is a track off one of my albums called Don't Make Me Wait. That's the name of the album anyway. And have a look at my website. I'll put a jingle up after this because I've had a bit of a jiggle. Bit of a jiggle around my website. Have a little look at it. Tell me what you think. I'll put a few emails. Oh, I'm losing it a little bit now. This is a bit like one of those old days when I used to get very drunk and do podcasts. And amusing as they may well have been, they were a bit shambolic. So I don't know. I think I might have just about got away with this one. I'll put some jingles up after this last track. Hopefully it'll be a good show next week, if all the technology works, which it should do. I'm using mini discs generally work pretty well, so I'll get some tracks to play you. Hope you have a good week. Have a look at the CD on the website, all that sort of malarkey, and have a good week. I'll see you next week. This is the name of the track you're asking. This is a track called I'm Gonna Break Your Heart. Thanks very much for listening. Speak to you next week. Bye. I'm gonna break your heart. You look back and very slowly start to fall apart now. I'm gonna break your heart. I'll just stop it here before it even really starts now. I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna make you cry. Start to weep each and every time we say goodbye now. I'm gonna make you cry. You'll miss me so much, it'll make you wanna die, cause I'm gonna make you cry.
www.nicktan.co.uk.
there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?